News reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. American employers scaled back hiring last month as the pandemic got worse. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
For a fifth straight month, hiring was down, with employers adding just 245,000 jobs in November, the fewest since April.
It does appear that businesses perhaps have turned more cautious. We have seen rising caseloads, record caseloads of the coronavirus. We are starting to see some business closures and layoffs again.
Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services Group says the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. Good news in and of itself, but also a reflection that many people simply stopped looking for work and no longer count as unemployed. Fauché predicts even slower job growth and maybe losses before a coronavirus vaccine starts to help stabilize the economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is predicting the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic will only get worse if Congress doesn't act quickly to pass an aid bill. Biden delivered remarks Friday afternoon reacting to the November National Jobs Report, which showed a sharp decrease in U.S. hiring. The Democrat called the report dire and said it shows the economy is stalling. But he said quick action from Congress can halt some of the damage.
We need the Congress to act and act now. If Congress and President Trump fail to act by the end of December, 12 million Americans will lose their unemployment benefits they rely on. Merry Christmas.
The president-elect said the impact of the pandemic will not be solved when he takes office next month. He said any package passed by the lame duck session of Congress will not be enough, and that more help will be needed when the next Congress takes over in January. Visit voanews.com for more. This is